Previously in Joseph's story, he was brought before Pharaoh to interpret some dreams. "I cannot do it," Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires." Verse 16. You've got to love Joseph's boldness. He knows this guy has the authority to hang him, just like he did the baker. However, Joseph puts his ultimate trust in God. In a land of many little false gods, Joseph points Pharaoh to the one true God who can provide the interpretation of his dreams. Take a minute to think about all the wise guys and magicians in Pharaoh's court. They heard the description of the dreams. Is it possible they were afraid to tell Pharaoh some bad news of the upcoming famine? After all, if he didn't like what they had to say, it could be off with their heads. God elevated Joseph to the presence of Pharaoh for such a time as this. Joseph was a man of integrity and truth, so he was going to tell the truth, even if it wasn't great news. The reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon. Verse 32. Prepared in the waiting by learning the business of administration, Joseph lays out some recommendations to Pharaoh of how to handle the upcoming famine. His God-given gift was about to be utilized. Even Pharaoh sees God's wisdom in the plan. Pharaoh says, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." Now we see the slave boy and prisoner get a new robe, one of honor and prestige. He's surpassed his boss Potiphar, the prison warden, and his buddy the cupbearer to become the second most powerful person in Egypt. This all happened in one day. Talk about zero to hero or pit to palace. Joseph rides in a royal chariot to tour the land of which he'd now be in charge. He also gets a new Egyptian name of Zaphnath-Paneah and an Egyptian wife. On the surface, it seems Joseph is beginning to have everything he could want in life. But as we'll soon see, that brotherly betrayal has left a nasty soul wound that still needs to be healed. Questions. How have you handled telling someone the truth when you know it will be hard to accept? Do you tell people what they want to hear or the truth? When given the chance, via work, home, school, or with those you meet, do you take credit or give God the glory? Have you ever gotten what you wanted to later not feel fulfilled? Why do you think that was?